Mike, you found this?
Yeah, this caught my eye the other day.
Whoa.
Especially in lieu of
never been
recent
more relevant.
Events.
Top five ways boss wastes your time at work.
This won't come back on us.
Well, it caught my eye because last week Spiegel was up in arms about the six-hour event we had to be at. So that kind of got the gears turning.
Oh, that's water under the bridge.
The dip bowl. Oh, he's long since
he's moved past that. He's moved on.
He's holding on to it.
Well, no, now he's on to the meet and greet.
The next next hour's worth of stuff we're glopping onto his plate like guac. Yeah. Let's just want to go five on the way up?
Sure.
All right, number five. Here on the top five ways the Piers boss's most waste.
Top five ways boss waste your time here on 97.9.
Coming at you. Not being organized enough when it comes to company workflow. 30% of people said, meaning you're always waiting on someone else to do their job before you can do yours. Does that mean that they're not organized enough?
Yeah, they're holding it up.
I think we're okay about that here.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
No, he keeps a
Our
good
boss
flow.
Is pretty good.
Yeah, Rick's very regular.
Dare I say too organized.
Very regular. Number four, excessive oversight, where your boss just doesn't trust you enough. Why'd that play? Why did that play?
Star that one.
Yeah, where your boss just doesn't believe you're completely capable of getting done the things you've only done three times prior. Unexpected phone calls. Not really.
No.
He's pretty regular. He stops in.
The old boss, we would get some unexpected phone calls in here that were very unpleasant.
Yeah, you'd wake up to some texts at 11 or so at night after you had been to bed for a few hours.
Oh, my! Mike was talking about, like, while we were on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Like, in the middle of something?
I mean...
Stop it! Stop now!
Well, there was one time we ended a song, like, 30 seconds early. What was it? I can't remember.
I think it was a Rush song.
Yeah, it was... Oh.
God forbid we should end some
freaking Rush song that we heard 1,000 times and we were pressed for time. We had something to get to.
Well,
and
it was one of those...
We ended the song, like, 30 seconds early and... Our old boss blew up the warm line and laid into us.
What are you doing?
Yeah, like the song was already over. It was one of those long trails, whatever they call them.
We just kind of talked out of the intro. And,
yeah.
But yeah, that was definitely not.
Don't step on the flowers,
unexpected
man.
Unexpected phone call.
You're stepping on the flowers. Like, I get, like, if we cut it off halfway, it's Rush. There's been episodes of Silver Spoons that aren't as long as a Rush song. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Number two, too many emails. 53% of people said sifting through them and replying is a huge time waste. That's actually up from 10% last year, I guess, as that becomes more and more ways. I mean, really, it's got to be 90% of the ways people communicate in this office.
My bigger pet peeve is the little forward an email chain and just go, see below. See below.
Yeah,
things have changed. See below.
See below these.
And then you have to... sift through this email chain that's 15 emails long to find the one with the information you're looking for, especially like on a smartphone.
Uh-huh.
For whatever reason, mine, it's never just you scroll down and it's just the next email with the information.
It doesn't format properly.
I don't know. It's like what are you talking about? You got to go all the way down to the bottom and then read through the whole freaking thread back up.
There's been 29 emails prior to the one that says see previous email. I got three kids, man. I don't have enough time to go and do all this digital archaeology and figure out email 14, paragraph 4, line 2.
Yeah, just write,
the event's at 1 o'clock.
So I talked to Becky, and it turns out things have changed a little bit. It looks like it's going to be 4 o'clock instead of 3 o'clock, and, we can't get the tickets instead of just going see below, and then you have to decipher this freaking chain.
I don't have the time nor the gumption. And number one,
real
please.
Quick, before we get to that one, the email, like the congratulatory email, like, oh, congratulations to BAL for 3 new Murrows, and then the follow-up, like, great, that's great, guys, and you get like 10 more emails
from replies.
People. You need to respond to that.
Reply to the sender.
Never respond.
Don't click reply all. Or find the person within who won the damn thing and reply to them. But don't congratulate me for a dude's Murrow that is like at an offshoot television station of ours in San Diego. I could give a hot about it. All right, just send them an email. And Michael, number one. Wasteful meetings. Yay.
Oh, boy.
They're either pointless, drag on longer than they need to. 57% of people said they get in the way of their work. The meeting situation has gotten better around here. It ain't perfect. Lord knows that Monday meeting that we used to have around here regularly made me want to slam.
Dare I say I miss the Monday meeting?
Oh,
I miss it. Based on recent events where there have been a few things.
Some confusion.
There's been some confusion and things we weren't privy to. It's like during that meeting, we kind of got it all got flushed out. You know what I mean?
I just loved seeing people talk out of their ass on that meeting.
Oh, yeah.
And what are you up to? Well.
Yeah, you go around the table and everybody
that part
has to
say something. Yeah.
Recently, I was on the internet and you got nothing. And the one person they, oh, God, boy, I know we're getting inside baseball here. But you can identify with this friend, fan of the show. You got to deal with these meetings in there. And we would always go in the same order at all times. We start with this person, end with this person. That's it. We all good. Let's go home. And we would always go to one particular person, and they would always be stunned that they went to them. And you're always in the lineup exactly where you're at.
You're like, always next.
All right. And how about you? I've only had to go in this position 40 times prior.
Well, Spiggs, you probably have had the most bosses out of all of us, right?
I don't know, maybe.
What was the worst one you had to deal with?
Probably the one now.
Whoa.
The one now.
Turn this
up. The worst boss I have ever had to deal with.
My bosses haven't been too bad over the years. I've been lucky with that. There've been a couple who micromanage more than others, which is annoying, but for the most part they've been fine.
I'd say those dirt burgers that used to run Infinity Broadcasting around the way. Whew, God, that hive of vipers over there. I was brought in there once. No explanation. To this day, don't know what I did. I was an overnight board op. I went on at 11 p.m. I got off at 6 o'clock when Frank Ski in the Morning took over. Oh, God. And we just told, do you enjoy working here? Like, yeah, I do. Thinking it might be like a weekend thing I might get to do or might get to produce like for the midday show or something like that. It's like, okay. Okay. No, can I? Is that it? Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I was just, it took 45 seconds. She just asked me if I liked working there, stared at me, nodded in his stupid, ill-fitting suit, and then sent me on my way. Nothing had changed. Didn't miss a commercial, didn't forget to hit an element, didn't show up late.
Oh, maybe it was a survey.
It seemed a little accusatory.
I think he was trying to intimidate you. It was a power play.
Hey.
Just let you know.
You like working here?
He was basically urinating on you, letting you know that you were his property.
What you are to me?
And that he could do what he wanted with you.
You're a toilet to me. You're a walking toilet.
Those are the worst ones. The ones that enjoy power or control, which I've had very few of in my life, but I have had a few, especially in the restaurant industry.
I hired you to be a toilet. This is your new name. This is your name right there. You're my toilet. Oh, the restaurant industry, you get some power-hungry Fridays manager and failed out of some culinary school or something like that. Oh, and they just lord over their kingdom. Wendy told us tales from her times at the various bars and stuff she's worked at of just despots working in there.
I mean, I remember a boss telling me something I can't even repeat on the air.
Write it down. Did it involve his index finger?
Here, I'm going to write it on the whiteboard.
Okay.
How can you not repeat it? What the hell
we'll
did he say?
Let's see here.
I have
some... Whoa! Don't say that!
Oh, my God. You don't have to write the whole thing.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Now erase the word immediately. Erase the word immediately. Get it out of there. Get it going. Use your fingers. Use your fingers. Oh, my God.
I can't believe you wrote that.
And this was in front of the kitchen.
Jeez Louise.
I almost quit that day. But
you should have. You should have
walked out. I know.
I was
young, and I had too many friends that worked there, and I didn't want to leave.
Oh, my God. You got a hold of Sharpton after that, man.
Yeah, ways we're talking about. There's a survey about the top five ways how your boss wastes your time. Ours is basically with long, drawn out meetings that just you want to just jump out the window. The way they drag on. But, I mean, I guess in the big scheme of things, they're really not that long of a meeting.
No.
But they could be shorter.
Oh, man. I had a boss. Again, 410-338-1098. Give us a ring. I had a boss. Mike, you wrote down something pretty horrible that your boss said to you.
Oh, yeah.
I had a boss that would regularly call me. I think I've told this before. Would call me to his office to, like, look at something. And this was a guy that I would have to go to his office to do paperwork or to fax something for him or maybe take something to the post office. And he'd be like, Justin, I'm going to need you. You can get over here real quick. I'd have to walk across the hall, take an elevator, go down, go in his office. He'd ask me to come around the desk. He'd be like, hey, what do you think of this? Look at him. Huh? Look at him. And he'd just have, like, porn on his computer. Look at that. Look at the way she's going. Look at that, huh? She's getting, isn't she? Yeah. All right, have a good day, buddy. I'm like, that's weird, man. I am 23 and you're 57 and you're beckoning me 400 yards away to go downstairs while I'm doing your other job that you're going to yell at me later on in the day for not finishing in time so I can watch whatever gross Vivid Video production is on your work computer.
Yeah, I had a female shift manager at a coffee place I worked at that would grope me daily.
Oh,
and,
okay, now we're getting into sexual. We started off with how bosses waste your time.
Yeah.
And now you're talking about a woman at a coffee shop groping you.
Yeah, we're overlapping with the Weinstein stuff.
Weinstein Brothers coffee.
No, but, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed it, so I didn't care. I wasn't telling anybody.
A fresh brewed groping.
But, I mean, now, like, I think back to it, and if that were to happen to me now, I'm like, wow, I could have a really big lawsuit on my hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had Drew check in. Shout out, Drew. This sounds horrible. He says, in our meetings, our boss makes us stand up to say our name and position and how long we've been with the company. And it's been the same people in the same meeting
exactly
for
about.
15 years.
Yes. Yes. Y'all know each other.
Hey, guys.
You know how long you've been there.
My name is Drew. Been with the company for 15 f-ing years. You all know what I do. I don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to think of some others from some. Another one. There would be a boss. Man, I've had some weird bosses. Another one that would call us into his office to show us vacation pictures when he got back.
Yeah.
And it was a high speed work environment. It was, you didn't have a lot of downtime. This was at the court reporting place. And he would go on these like exotic vacations. He would return, have like his Facebook page covered with them, and then would like beckon everyone in to go and look at all. He's like, yeah, this is where we went on a schooner trip, and then this is where I bought a diamond for my wife. And then meanwhile, we're seeing phones like ring off the hook. Like, okay, I really got to get back to the phones. Like, and also you're bragging about all the stuff that you could do.
Yeah, that's a big waste of time. I feel like in our meetings with Rick, it's just like I sometimes we go in circles. It's like, we'll keep massaging the same thing over and over. And it's like, and I get to the point where I'm like, okay, I know we've already kind of, why are we still talking about this? Let's just move on.
If you could do me a favor, save me from myself. Start tapping yourself on like the nose, or Josh, tug on your left ear because you sit directly next to me. If I start going off on something about like a movie,
I just let you go.
Yeah, but I'm making them last long. If I'm going to throw shade, I got to turn the direction. I got to turn the sniper scope on myself. I can sometimes make those effing meetings last 10 minutes too long. That's on me. Give me an ear tug or a nose tap and I'll quiet that up so we can get on about their day. Let's go to the phones. 410-338-1098. Give us a ring. How does your supervisor just stretch that day out, waste your time? Let's go to Harry first. Harry, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I used to work at a place that made windows on a production line, and everything is about speed, 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 faster, faster. But every single morning for about a half hour, we would spend time to talk about what we did the day before and also do, like, stretches. Now, we're talking people anywhere between the age of, like, 18 to 55.
I got no problem with that.
We're all standing around in a circle doing, you know, leg stretches and arm stretches.
Yeah.
And then halfway through the day, they say, oh, come on, you got to go faster. We got to get this done.
Meanwhile, your boss is watching you guys all stretch, and he's giving himself the slow tug.
I got no problem with
never
the stretching.
Did
they do
the
that over in Japan.
Just go up in their office in their air conditioning, you know. We're all down sweating in a factory.
Yeah. Remember the movie Gung-Ho? Gung-Ho with Michael Keaton?
Yes, and he was the American guy. that had to make a mile's worth of cars. Was that it?
And they all stretched before a lot of Japanese companies do that. They go out into the yard, they all line up, and they do calisthenics for a half hour.
But then you have a lot of Japanese employees working 150 hours of overtime and just like dying at their desk. Japanese people die on the regular at work. It's horrible. Or if you've shamed your company, there's a whole other thing. Have you ever seen the whole Japanese shame walk? If you've shamed your company, you wear this weird ass vest with these little flags all over it, and you stand out front of your business because you've shamed them by not making your quota that month.
Whoa.
Or losing an account or a business meeting not going well. They will straight up punk your ass. You stand outside. That is beyond weird.
Have you ever worked at a place that did Employee of the Month?
No.
No.
I don't think I have.
I haven't either. I would like that if we did that here, maybe.
If we did, should we reinstate? Okay, we should do an in-house, just for us, Employee of the Month. Just for us. For the five primaries of the show. Sammy, you, and us three.
I always feel like those things were just handed out based on, you know, who hadn't got it in a while.
Sales does it. Oh, yeah. Like everyone's going to get a turn.
Yeah.
It's because if it's really the employee of the month, it's the same woman person. 17 times in a row who's there early.
The overachiever.
Stays late, brings the muffins and all that. Who do we got on line one, Mike? Let's jump to the phones here. Hold on, so we got Susie in Weimar. Susie, good morning.
Hello, Susie.
Hi, Susie.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Me too. I like the conversation today, but I have to say, when they drag you in there early in the morning and then they don't have coffee and donuts.
Yes.
Where's my pizza?
We have meetings and when we have a long meeting and they don't give us food, it's almost a riot in this place.
Oh, man. Here we go. Let's go ahead and turn this up right here. This was the meeting when we found out we weren't having pizza recently. Remember that?
Yeah.
We're upstairs and you got poor Rick who's just trying to put out fire after fire, and he would go around to someone. Any questions? Yeah,
Is there pizza here?
Are we doing pizza? We didn't have time to. Where's the pizza? Yeah, if you want us to attend a meeting, you're going to want to give us pizza.
Yeah, if I were a manager, every meeting would be catered.
Yeah, just make
and
sure
we'd
employees
have coffee.
Happy.
Remember they got rid of the coffee here.
We don't have coffee here.
Have coffee every morning. And God forbid, the morning show that gets up at 3:30 should have coffee. We have to fend for ourselves.
This is a tray of amphetamines or something like that.
Something.
Low key bump or something.